The lead story in today's Los Angeles Times calls the capture of Saddam Hussein, quote, a stunning blow to the morale of the former soldiers and intelligence officers who've been fighting the insurgency against the U.S.-led occupation. John Danishevsky is a bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. He's based in Baghdad, but he's back in the U.S. for a short visit. We spoke earlier. John, how important do you think Saddam really was to that insurgency?
He was important as a symbol for many of these fighters, and he is the person who, perhaps not directing the insurgency, but was a point of inspiration for some people to keep fighting, and perhaps a threat hanging over the heads of other people that if they didn't go along, perhaps Saddam one day might be able to take revenge. But I don't mean to overemphasize his importance, because clearly these cells are operating independently or semi-independently, and I don't think that his capture alone will end the insurgency, obviously. And in fact, there probably will be a sort of a reflex action on the part of some of these groups to come out now and stage attacks so they can show that they're still there and they won't be discouraged. I think it's more of an emotional blow than an operational blow.
I wonder especially about the circumstances of his capture. If he was fulfilling a symbolic role, what about the symbolism of his being found bedraggled, surrendering in the bottom of a kind of a hole and looking pretty humble?
Yes, I think it's a lot of it, I think, is a matter of psychology and momentum. And, you know, the coalition has been taking blow after blow after blow with car bomb explosions and soldiers killed every day. And here's something that people can point to and say, well, it's a dying cause.
How about his capture and the effect on political stability in Iraq, as there still are lots of discussions about how soon Iraq could form its own government, the role of the governing council that the coalition has set up?
Yeah, I think that probably if you were a Sunni Arab and you see that Saddam is in chains, as it were, you might begin to think, well, you know, the Ba'athists are not going to be our vehicle for power anymore, and maybe we should try to find either a sort of a Ba'ath party without Saddam, name it something else, but something that would represent Sunni interest, and sort of try to get into the political process, because you know, the chips are being doled out now. So if they don't want to be left out totally in the cold, they might look for a way to affiliate with some other Sunni leaders that would have a seat at the table.
Does this raise even higher the stature of the Shiites in?
Yeah, the Shiites, I think, must be feeling that this is their day. Their main enemy and oppressor is out of the picture. And the Shiites have been very largely compliant and tolerant of the U.S. occupation as long as Saddam was out there. But now that Saddam is no longer in the picture, you may see them becoming a little more aggressive about pursuing their aims, perhaps even coming to the point of resisting the U.S. Presence themselves.
A big question for many families in this country, does this change the equation for U.S. troops, the presence of U.S. troops in Iraq? Is it more likely that they'll be coming home sooner because Saddam is so important to this?
Given the circumstances in Iraq right now, I think it might be a danger for the country if the U.S. troops withdrew much sooner than they had planned. But certainly for the troops on the ground, for the officers, this will make them feel good. They came to get rid of Saddam, and now they can say they've done it. But I think they would be the first to say that we can't let up our guard. The troops there are exposed to shooting attacks, bombings, and for their self-preservation, they have to keep up their guard every minute they're there.
John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times, thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.